This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is third and eight. Shotgun snap. Drops back about five. Ducks. Here comes the rush, and down he goes. Wentz, the Eagle quarterback, is sacked back at the 38. All kinds of traffic. Ryan Kerrigan got to him. Loss of seven. Fourth down. Here come the Eagles punting unit to the field.
One of three Redskin sacks of Carson Wentz last night. They were all early, and they weren't able to generate the same pass rush in the second half as Wentz went off.
Even after Jason Peters went out.
Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, that was Westwood One on the call last night's broadcast. You can hear primetime games here on 106.7. The Fan. Kevin Harlan, always on the call on Monday Night Football. Can't do a whole lot better than him.
So good.
Pass rush was good in the first half and just didn't show up in the second half. I think the Eagles made some adjustments, got the ball out a little bit quicker, were more balanced. Wentz also scrambled more. 24-10 was the score. When the Redskins got the ball back, they marched. They get a touchdown to Jordan Reed. It was a huge drive for that offense. Cousins made a bunch of big throws. They pulled it within seven. By the way, Kirk Cousins is going to join us in 10 minutes on Grant and Danny. At 24-17, defense goes back out on the field. They weren't able to get any stops for hours on end, it seemed like, before that.
Yeah.
They were in the middle of a stretch of field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. They take the field again, get off the field. Your offense has momentum and can go tie the game. They just marched right down the field. What do? They get to third down. They've got Wentz in the grasp. And he, like a surfer through a wave with a bunch of bodies on top of him, just comes out of the pile for a first down scramble. An amazing play by Wentz. Completely demoralizing. That was the game.
That was kind of the NBA Jam style nail in the coffin. You're right. I mean, that when you didn't get him, you saw a couple guys. I think Quentin Dunbar had like a palms up, what the hell, and then he smacked the ground once. Yeah. Just on that. He's like,
guys,
I can't believe that just happened.
What are you doing back there?
It was a great play. I mean, you give the guy credit. They get paid to play too, and Wentz is a star, and he is on his way. All that hyperbole from the beginning of last year where Ron Jaworski and company, you know, were slobbering the guy, and they were continuing it last night, justified. This is a really good player. But there's nothing, though, that's unbeatable about the Eagles. They're good. They are much better than the Redskins right now. They're the best team in the NFC right now. Maybe they're the number one in everyone's power rankings right now. But is that the team that's going to win the Super Bowl? Is anybody sure right now? You go bet your mortgage, go bet your life savings on the Eagles to win it. You bet the house. They're not insurmountable. You had your chances. The Redskins had a number of opportunities, and here's the difference: they're not good enough to not take advantage against some of these good teams. Other teams can squander an opportunity or two or three or four or five and still kind of get over the hump because someone's going to make a play. Redskins can't. They're just not there. Part of that's the injuries. Part of that's, in fact, a huge part of that probably is the myriad of injuries that they're dealing with on both offense and defense and how guys are limited. The other part, though, is you just ain't that good. You're okay. When everything looks right, the operation looks good, you could see this team with a really high ceiling. But when a little bit of adversity strikes and you're kind of going, well, we're helpless against this certain kind of blitz where we're left with Jordan Reed blocking Derek Barnett. That's an advantage to the Eagles. They're going to win every time.
There was also just a lack of awareness on the zero blitzes. And it's not that they didn't know that they were coming. I don't know if maybe Cousins, and we can ask him about this, should or could check into different things. But there was, to me, not enough breaking off of routes when everyone's coming on third down and short.
I mean, John Gruden highlighted it pregame. I guarantee you the information was available to the Redskins.
They knew about it. Frank's in Crystal City. We're looking for a game ball to the best, a gasser to the worst. What do you got?
Game ball, I'm going to give it to Vernon Davis. Without Pierre Garçon, without DeSean Jackson, 2,000-yard receivers, the only game-changing guys on offense that catch the ball are our tight ends. I'm going to give it to him because those two plays that Vernon caught were amazing. The gasser, I'm going to go with Rob Kelly because Dude, we're not running the ball right. I don't know what's going on with the offensive line. We got injuries, but he can't break a tackle to save his life. They might as well just give the reins to Perrine or Chris Thompson. I don't know.
Thanks, Frank. I mean, the problem is, other than Thompson, they really haven't had anybody outperform Kelly on the ground. You know, people scream for Mac Brown. I just think he hasn't had an opportunity to disappoint you yet. But is it a Rob Kelly issue when he's getting hit 2 yards in the backfield? I mean, he had a couple of real good runs last night, I thought. He only had the ball 8 or 9 times. But you're right, they couldn't run it. We knew going into yesterday, though, go back and listen to the podcast. We knew they weren't going to be able to run the ball.
Philly's good against the run. They're good.
And the Redskins aren't particularly good last Correct. Couple of weeks running the football. So it was a bad matchup. What we said was you could pick on these corners. They didn't do that with their wide receivers. You can make plays middle of the field with your tight ends. They did do that. Jordan Reed, 2 touchdowns. Vernon Davis, a couple of big catches.
I mean, they're missing cornerbacks, Philadelphia is. That's their weak spot. You ask anybody in Philly who's not a lunatic, they'll tell you. People that are informed. Remember, Ike Reese was on with us, and that's what he talked about. Is that I said, what's the weak spot? He said, well, in the secondary. That's where we don't feel comfortable. Malcolm Jenkins is a ball player, by the way. That guy's really good. You saw him flying down towards the line of scrimmage. He can do that. He's their DJ Swearinger.
So
he can do that simply because there's no threat deep. There's no threat of one of our receivers beating the hell out of one of their fifth or sixth best cornerback that they've got to go with right now. That, to me, is the big issue with the Redskins' offense, is the outside receivers. You can't. It should be a feast time with whoever the Eagles had back there. It should be a wonderful time of catch and run. And it's not. It's 3 for 39. I'm supposed to celebrate it.
Cowboys at Redskins, 4:25 this Sunday. And then you're in Seattle to play the Vikings before you are hosting. Excuse me, you're in Seattle to play the Seahawks. That would be weird.
Before the Vikings.
And then you've got the Vikings at home. So Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings. I was listening to the Junks this morning, and they were just crushing it as they always do day after a game. That's been appointment listening for me for about 20 years, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The Junkies after a Redskins game. Eric Bickle, though, made it sound like they were playing the 1985 Bears, and then they were playing the 2007 Patriots in back-to-back weeks. Seattle has not been great. In Seattle, you're probably not going to win. The idea that the Redskins can't win that game, I just disagree with. And you're at home against Dallas. It's a division game at home. That should be a toss-up. You got to find a way to win one of the two. Get yourself to 4-4 through 8. That should be the goal, and then reassess after that. But you've basically got 4 straight games coming up on the schedule against teams that are probably going to make the playoffs. Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings, Saints. There aren't many gimmies on this schedule.
No.
They just don't exist.
You needed to harvest some nuts, and you didn't do it. You needed to split these games with Philadelphia. Again, this is if you want to have the kind of season that you want to have. If you have the kind of season that we thought you were going to have, it's already better than I thought, by the way. I thought it'd be a disaster. You want to be that 7-9, 8-8 kind of team, by all means, keep going. If you want to be the validating, we're going to the playoffs, we can fire Scott McClune, we know exactly what we're doing, we're going to promote everybody from within, and Doug Williams is the solution long term. You want to do that? You want to have that kind of season? You need to harvest some of these.
Kirk Cousins joins us at 11 after every Redskins game. He will stop by next. We'll ask him about last night's Monday night loss in Philly on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.